that the budget was reasonable, it was achievable, the timeline looked right to me. The people enrolled just felt like it's going to work, and I thought that there was sort of a something for everything here approach, whether you wanted to be part of making the big puppets or playing the kazoo or distributing flyers or helping plan the party. It seemed like there could be a role for anybody, no matter who you were, what your skill set was, what your time was and interest was. I thought that their idea of issuing personal invitations is smart and effective, and the key to making something like this work if you feel like you're being personally invited in. I thought the, like we heard, I thought the evaluation was really interesting and actually kind of exemplary. And they mentioned ripple maps, and I have no idea what those are, but they sound really cool. And I wonder if they could, you know, I would love, just as an aside, if they could teach other people what ripple mapping was, because it seems like this is a tool that could help measure the neighborhood impact, which is always a hard one to get a handle on. So I found it a strong application. I'd only love to know what difference they believe they might have made over time, since this project has been going on for a while.
Okay, anyone else have a comment?
So this is the second year of this project, according to the application. I'm unclear if it first year received Wisconsin Arts Board funding or exactly where we're at on that. Images of the first year event itself, rather than images of a project they would like it to look like, their actual images, I would have found that very helpful. Comments and results from the first year evaluations, they said they were done, but I'd like to actually hear some of those. And this project title is Neighborhood Puppets Parade. There's also mention of Imagine City Park event, and the letter of support refers to the 2020 Pan Neighborhoods Puppet Parade. I'm unclear what all these things are. Same or different?
No. Anyone else?
I had comments about how much the artist in residence is going to be paid for their work. So for this project, the artist in residence comprehensive travel is $2,000. And so I'm not necessarily sure how much we're going to be paid and compensated for their expertise when we all agree that the work has a level of expertise attached to it. There's in-kind expenses coming in from neighborhood volunteers who will become the artist team at $9,000. So knowing that this is a very creative-centric piece of engagement for the community, are the creatives being compensated what they can and should be? Is it relying on volunteerism to an extent where it's going to make it difficult for artists to make a living type of situation? So those were some of my questions inside of the budget, especially since it does feel like there are intertwining programs that mm-hmm. this is going to be used for, and there are a number of events that need artist planning attached.